Hello, everybody. This is Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. This is my cousin Chris. What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm not good. I'm sitting here looking at this video, and my skin looks blotchy and red. Time for a fast.
Well, I keep also asking him if I should turn the light on in this room, and he goes, "Now you look better in the dark.
Nobody can see you. It
You
helps.
look great.
It
As long
looks
as we can hear
good.
you,
You
so
look
we're good."
perfect. I ain't looking blotchy. I think I'm due for a fast. My skin is not near as on point as it was. I need to check his
I would not
webcam.
have even noticed the blotchiness, to be honest.
Yeah, I
We
appreciate
are thinking about doing another podcast on like skincare, so
it. Yeah, we are.
stay tuned.
We're actually, and within the year, we're going to release our own skincare products.
Skincare.
Yeah.
Cousins for Christ
Cousins for Christ
cream.
skincare.
Cousin for Christ cream. Yeah,
Look
we're
your
not.
best while you find a Jesus. That's
Yeah,
what we're going to go
exactly. Dude, that's funny.
with.
That's
So
weird.
we're talking, yeah, it is a little weird, a little weird. You just had to take it there, but okay, you did.
Sorry, that's my fault. That's my fault. That's my fault.
We're getting into Revelation 3 tonight. I'll be honest, not a lot of new stuff we're going to cover. So we're just going to go over it. And we're going to get through the couple of the points. We're going to read through it and just hope you
We
enjoy it.
are gonna talk about one little hot topic
A
point
couple things.
that I will tell you just as like a foreshadowing that I'm 44 years old, if I'm going to date myself, that it was until like last year that I thought I was 100% understood what this was. It seems simple, very simple, but it is not. And I hate to do this, but Jeremy is the one that kind of enlightened me on this, and I'm 100%
Hold on, hold on.
committed to Now I know it's really
I
weird. It's very weird. And I
don't
don't
think
know if you
it's a
like
hot topic, to be honest.
it is kind of a lukewarm topic, foreshadowing again.
Whoa, hard to pun.
So yeah. I feel like I have to turn on a light, man. I
Nah,
still look good
dude,
in
it
the
looks
dark.
good. You look good,
You
man.
keep
Looks good.
saying I look really good in the dark. This is weird. But all right, let's go.
I mean, I
So,
wouldn't. You don't need to turn the light on. You look good.
this is so
So
weird.
we're going to talk about Revelation 3, first last three churches. We're going to talk about Sardis. And to the angel of the church of Sardis writes, "The words of him who has seven spirits of God and seven stars, I know your works. You have a reputation to be alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains. It is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you still have a few names of Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments." We talked about that before. The white garments is purity, Jesus. "And I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Once again, we bring up again, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So let's talk about this for a second. All right. Let's talk about this. This is what really sticks out. It is, you have a reputation to be alive, but you are dead. Okay. That really hits hard for me. You see, and I'm just going to go there. I see a lot of these churches, these concert churches, let's just call them for lack of a better name, right? You know what I mean by concert church, Chris? You know,
Oh
the
yeah.
ones that you're like going to see a concert, tell everybody to love you inside a church.
Well, I drive past one when I go to my home goods
Yeah.
store here in Tennessee that has foosball and skee ball and everything
Oh, that's
else. So
nice.
it's that
Start getting
is.
there on Saturdays.
I thought it was a Chuck E. Cheese at first, but
they
they
got the
serve
drop.
pizza.
They got
Yeah,
them robotic bears
but
playing guitar. I'm
it's
in. But and I'm not saying this is what this church was. Let's don't take me like that.
No, they were not a Chuck
But
E. Cheese.
if you go to these churches, they all look like they are on Sunday morning. They are ready to go and they're praising God, which they should. But I've noticed, and I'm not throwing no judgment, but I've noticed outside of church, far and few between. You see what I'm saying? And like they want to give off the appearance like, hey, we're alive in the spirit, we're doing this, but the works are dead. You know, we're judged by our fruit. What are you doing otherwise? You know, other than come to our church, it's such a great time. We have so much fun. And hey, you should have fun at church. I'm not saying what kind of fun we're having. I enjoy church. I have fun at church talking to people before and after. I enjoy singing the songs. I have fun listening to the preacher. So you can have fun, but when it comes to like you're having wrestling matches of Jesus versus Satan, if you're having big rock concerts in there, you know, just saying.
So, are you saying this is more of the quality, like not quality, but like it's just more the flash in the pan over? Like, listen, I'm just going to be completely honest. Sometimes the churches that we go to, if you hear the word, and it's not flashy, which I really respect. Like the
No,
what
no.
we go to and what we listen to is very like it's not complicated. It is not, but it's not flashy. You don't have somebody Jesus dunking over the devil. Like this, it's not that. Like it's,
Yeah,
is
and
that what Sardis was like?
I'm not saying that's what Sardis was like, is like doing all that stuff. I'm gonna
Well,
say
I
if
don't think they were
Sardis
talking. I
was,
don't think basketball was invented.
I wasn't there, but I'm gonna go ahead and say that's interesting. I was actually thinking you talking about dunking them in the water or something. But
No.
okay, I see what you're saying now. But yeah, I'm gonna say that they were probably giving off, you know, those vibes like we're holy, we do all this, and then when they'd go out in the community, they probably weren't living up to it.
So what I said, and then when I looked at like the historical and everything, that Sardis was a very wealthy
Yes.
area or whatnot, and textiles and jewelry.
Oh, nice.
It had a reputation of luxury and loose living, but with pagan worship centered around the goddess of, all right, I'm going to butcher this, Cybele.
Okay.
Cyeele, whose rites included debasing orgies. Sorry.
Read it with confidence and everybody
All
will
right.
question whether they're right.
Cybele, but rites included debasing orgies. Again, it was like sexual immoralities. And it also talked about the city had fallen twice in this context due to overconfidence and lack of vigilance. And it's also they had like put that into a metaphor of the spiritual strength and complacency of everything, like that they thought this is what they think they're better. They have a very high, like, what do you think? Like, am I off on this or?
No, I mean, it sounds good to me.
Okay. But it's an appearance. Everything they were doing was like, it's pomp and circumstance.
And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about with the concert churches. It's here, like everything's great.
Come
But
here to be entertained, but leave.
yeah, and I'm not saying they were doing the concert church things. I'm just saying, but yes, it's the same kind of just connected to from nowadays to then. You know what I mean?
You have to be very careful about that, like about. I mean, what do you think? And speaking freely here, like, do you feel like you should go to church to be entertained?
No, you should go to get fed the word, but
At the word, I was like, fed. I was like,
yeah, we fed the word, you know, but I find it entertaining, you know, for lack, because I get there early to talk to everybody, see what everybody's doing, you know, talk to these people. I don't see most of them during the week. Occasionally I might run into them in the town, and so I added it in, and like the singing of the songs with.
What's your all right, so that drives me to another question for you. What's your definition of being entertained? Is it the fireworks or is it the
For me, entertaining,
brotherhood?
listen, you're talking to a person that in my 20s, I didn't answer phone calls but in hopes that nobody would ask me to go out on a Friday or Saturday night. Like, oh, please don't call. Please don't call. I just find it just going out and having a good time. I can go out and talk to people that I really cherish and get to see how their week has been, so make sure everything's okay. And I find that entertaining to me. Like talking to somebody, I find it
It's
entertaining.
like being around family.
Yeah. I mean, I find it entertaining. You know, I have fun. I have fun. Hey, I'm gonna say this, and this will be quite controversial. Funerals are not good. I have some of the best times at funerals, other than the reason we're there.
I 100% understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I
We,
mean,
Jeremy will not understand this. We got warned by a we were at a funeral for our aunt, Toddie, and we got warned that we were being too loud in the back. Weren't no drinking or anything like that. We're just laughing, and the not the a director or whoever it was came back to say this. And what was the response? Do you remember the response?
yeah, if she was here, she'd be right here with us.
Right here with us. It
If anybody has a
was,
problem with it, they can leave other than their son. If their
we didn't
son has a
hear
problem
another
with it,
word.
we'll hush.
He was there with us. It was not anything like obnoxious, or it was
No, it
just
was just
like,
a bunch of cousins talking because we never see each other. And yeah, I mean, I have a good time at funerals. Not because
That's a
somebody's there.
weird
You
thing
know,
to say. I have a
it
good time at
is. It is.
funerals.
But we enjoy this aspect of getting to be around each other because no, we don't have family anymore.
No, but what you're relating is church is family. There are people that actually love you. And all right, so that's all I'm saying. Like, it's not about the fireworks
But
show.
I can be entertained just going to regular Church of Christ service. I'm entertained, you know.
Well, you're with somebody you love, and you're learning. Like, it's not, you don't go there for the spectacle.
Now, most of the time I have a really good time because Chris is always like 5, 10 minutes late. And so I'm,
That's not
and
fair.
he sits behind me. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have to put up with
It's
him
weird.
today.
It is weird seeing him like turn around just to check, see if I'm there, because he's like, whoa, do I have to do table?
The other day I looked around, he was here, and I was just like, oh, there went my day. Get a little closer to the thing. You get blurred out.
I think I need to go turn on this light. Hold on a second. I'm gonna turn the lights dark.
Well, hurry back. We're
All right,
losing
you go
people right
ahead.
now.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Go
I've just
ahead.
heard three
Hey,
people leave the podcast as soon as you left.
start on
Great.
Philadelphia. Yeah, I know. I'm the pretty
Great.
cousin.
Great.
Start
Three
on
people just
Philadelphia.
left right now.
Start on the next chapters. I'll be right back.
Into the ch angel of the Church of Philadelphia. Right. The words of the Holy One, the true one, who has the key of David. This is very important. Who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one's will open. This is actually a callback to Isaiah 22:22. I'm going to skip to that one. And I will place on his shoulders the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. He shall shut and none shall open. It's kind of referencing that because it's meaning he who has the authority. That's the key of David, is he who has the authority, and that is Jesus. He has the authority to open the gates to the afterlife, and he has the key to shut the door and lock it and not let anybody in. Go ahead.
All right, so why is David referenced here? Like, why is
David,
Jesus and
because
David referenced?
Jesus is the descendant of David. It all falls in the line of David, the king that God chose. You know,
And where did we hear about that?
where did we hear about it? I'm
The
Samuel.
Old Testament?
Yeah, Samuel.
Well, see, what's awesome
But
is Jeremy's like knows the chapter, like the book.
well, the thing
Samuel.
about David is like God didn't want Israel to have a king. He wanted them to have judges. And Israel being stubborn, let me tell you something about it. They are a stubborn bunch. You ever read the Old Testament, you're gonna be like, goodness gracious, how stubborn are these people? They didn't want judges, they wanted a king. God's like, I'm supposed to be your king. They're like, nah, we want an earthly king here. And that's how Saul. And then when Saul didn't work out, David was there. And he was a man after God's heart.
I'm gonna do one thing I don't like to do and pay you a compliment.
Oh my goodness, I hate
So there are a lot of times in with where we go to church that we don't spend as much time. Yes, we reference and we back and forth between the Old Testament. Jeremy, there's a reason Jeremy and our cousin Jeff, who was on the Cousin of Christ, call him the rabbi. Like Jeremy is very
Rabbi.
he's not a rabbi, but he's very like studious in the Old Testament. And he is very like you're very good about connecting this stuff. So just throw up your little yarmulke and accept that compliment, man.
If truth be told, I pay a rabbi. Do they got a little earpiece underneath my headset?
That
He's listening. He just whispers stuff in my ear.
why you have those in there? All right.
That's all right.
No, man.
They don't even work. They don't even
Well,
work.
it's very important to know that I believe the word, what it says, but what makes it more impressive and more like is how it connects to the old prophecies and everything else. So kudos to you for that. I will
Oh,
not
thank you.
comment again till next year. That's a late birthday present. So
Well, late birthday. Anyway, give me another
right,
one. Give me
go ahead.
another birthday. Give me another birthday present. Read from 3:8 to 3:13 and just finish this little section
All right.
out.
I know your deeds. See, I've placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Not nine. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars. I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. 10. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. This Philadelphia was one that like I when I was studying over this, it's like I know you have little strength. So this is why it's very important. Jeremy and I talked about this before we went, like, started talking. Like, that drives you to study. So, when we talked about Sardis, Sardis was luxurious. And we have to talk about the context of the city at the time. Philadelphia was smaller, they had smaller influence, right? And correct me if I'm speaking wrong, but they talk about little strength. He's not being patronizing in this. He's like, he's talking about the little strength, like he's talking about their influence.
Yeah, you're right.
But the next thing he says, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are not saying but are liars. I've come to you and fought on your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. I mean, what, how do you take, like, this is, you know, you see all these like politicians and everything else, they fall on these like bigger influences and stuff. Jesus makes mention of this is a smaller church, but they have like kept my word and have not denied my name. They've held their strength.
And in the time of, the tribulation also, if you look, once again, we talked about this last chapter, to the synagogue of Satan. Once again, the Jews or people saying they're Jews were having them persecuted. And remember, at the time, Christianity didn't become tolerated until around 300 and something. Before then, you was persecuted and you was killed. And burned at the stake for some of them. And so, and for a Jew, we talked about last week, so we won't mention it much, to turn in another Jew to a foreign power or foreign authority is just blasphemy in that. You took care of each other.
And imagine being like, all right, so you brought up a really good point. Like, all right, so these are churches, right? These churches we're talking about that are.
Now, don't picture it as like a building church, right? We're talking about the church as a community. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. They're not going to like a specific address,
No,
but
no.
in that area. But I mean, think about it. In these times, it's not like we're going to church now and they're correcting our behavior. These are churches that are still being persecuted. they're still dealing with what was the one before the pagan spy bill or whatever. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing.
A lot of this still goes on today. I know a guy from the Philippines. I talked to him on Facebook. Great guy, great Christian. He has a church. They have a building they go to, but some people in his region it's hard to get to because of the mountains and the jungles. And he's having to go up and visit families. He would still consider them part of the church, even though they can't make it down to the building. He has to go up. He tells me all the time, "Hey, if you could pray for me tonight, tomorrow, I'm doing a dangerous plague. I'm tracking through. Remember, there's rebels here. There's also Muslims here that do not look, they don't go ahead."
You have said this better than anybody that on this podcast. What's the church?
Church is a body of followers.
Body followers.
When
Sorry,
he,
I didn't mean
yeah,
to
when
be
he,
like,
yeah,
I
no,
thought it'd
you're
be like a
fine.
small, like, just come over
No,
here.
like when you would can be part of that church right there, even though they're not coming to meet at that local building, he's going to them. He's taking the word of God to them because they can't get to him because it's a poor country. And he reminds you, they've got rebels out there that take people and hold them for ransom trying to get money. And you got Muslims out there that do not treat Christians very well. I don't know how you know this or not, but in the West, we're very lucky because in other parts of the world,
And
the Christians don't, a lot of reasons I've heard, and I don't know how true it is, that you don't see a lot of Christians coming over when these people are leaving their countries because they're scared that Muslims will throw them overboard to their deaths.
overboard, and you've also heard of the like, or
So,
the
Christian.
Christians have just been executed.
Yeah, Christians are still
Sorry, my dog is
persecuted.
very.
That's okay. Christians are still persecuted today, just like then. Just we are very lucky to be where we're at.
There is not a word. I'm just going to say this, and there's not a word in the Bible that does not apply, even though it was written 2,000 years ago, that does not apply to today. Like, those who will lose their life for me will gain it. Like, there's still people persecuted. We are so blessed that we can go to church, and then there's, I don't know what happened in Kentucky. I don't know. I don't think it was like religiously biased or
They
whatever,
still have stuff.
but they
It's
we
not as
still have
bad.
it here. It's still, but like what you read and it's over and in foreign countries that they're executed for. It's amazing. Like those people that are that if they held their thing, I pray that I have that same strength.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, buddy.
Because I'm blessed right now. I can go to
Yeah,
church. The
very
only bad
easily.
thing is I have to see Jeremy turn his head around to see if I'm there or not.
Throwing judgment.
I
Throwing some harsh
can't
judgment.
do
Yeah.
the same thing you do. All right, sorry,
All
man.
right, you're fine. Let's just get okay.
All
So,
right, here we go
right here,
to.
let's we could finish this, but we'll just skip on to Losadia. There's not a lot going on here that we haven't covered. I'm not trying to skip over, but a lot of these things like the Satan. The synagogue of Satan and stuff, and the white garments we covered in past ones. We're not going to linger and bore you with
I
them.
told Jeremy I'm excited to get to Laodicea
Let's
right
do
here
it.
because he changed my mind on this. He changed my mind
I
on this.
mean,
So
I
go ahead,
changed my
brother.
mind on it too.
Go ahead, brother.
And to the angel of church of Laodicea. Am I saying that right?
I said Laodicea. Let's just.
Laodicea, Laodicea. I like it. And I think you're right. In the words, the Amen, the faithful true witness. In the beginning of God's creation, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. What that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now this is where you want to get to. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well,
Because
let's hear it, brother. Let's hear it.
can I hear it from my side? So for the longest way, like the longest time when I read this, I said, you're neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Like I took this and for, let's say we've been doing this for 41, 42 years, I took this as a Christian, if you're neither hot or cold, like people that have chosen a side, riding the fence. If you're lukewarm, you're like, oh, I might be a Christian, I might be not. I don't know. I took this as like they were saying, like, you know what? Either don't be a Christian or be a Christian. Right? Am I saying that wrong? But just be one or the other.
I think a lot
And
of people
then,
look at it that way.
thinking about it, all right, you go ahead and I'll go right ahead. But be one or the other. Don't be a Christian or be a Christian, which sounds totally against what Jesus and God always talk about. Go ahead, man.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. A lot of people think that being hot means you're a good Christian, and
Totally committed.
being cold is not being a Christian at all. Go ahead. Oh, I
No,
thought
I just
you.
said this.
So you, this is a church. This is a letter to the church. Okay, Jesus is not saying, "Hey, I'd rather you be not be a Christian at all." It's just ridiculous. I'd rather you perish in hell than that. Because here's the
Any
thing.
thing that he's talked about, has he ever said well, you should see
Yeah.
me this or other?
Well,
Okay, sorry, I'm done. I'm done.
here it's fine. You're fine. So here's the thing. Laodicea, even though it was a very rich city, okay, it had wealth, but what it didn't have was the natural water supply. And this is where we get into context and why we should study history a little bit from these places. We got 10 minutes, so we're trying to make this good. Is Laodicea had to pump water in, so to the north, you had Heracles. They had hot springs known for healing. Okay, and then kind of to the southeast over there, you had—I'm never going to say this right—Palacia or something like that, and it had really cold springs. And so what they would have to do is to get them a natural water supply, since they didn't have a natural water supply, they'd have to pipe that cold water into them, right? They had to pump it in. But the time is, what is hot water good for? Hot water is good for cleaning. Hot water is good for healing, right?
Sterilizing,
Yes. So what's cold water good for?
refreshing.
Refreshing somebody. And so by the time it got to Laodicea, it served no purpose. You couldn't even drink it. Mind you, they had this metal pipe they'd pipe it in is rusty. By the time it got there, it was just like, ugh. So anybody that read this letter in this city, they didn't know exactly what Jesus was talking about. That no, he's
Same
not
here.
talk yeah. He's not talking about I'd rather you be hot or cold and out of the church. He's saying be hot, somebody that's hot for him is gonna think it's healing. It's cleansing to your spirit. Be cold. Why be cold? Because it's refreshing. It's kind of like there's two types of Christian, really, in a way, if you want to think about it. We all know those Christians that when you go talk to them, if you're having a bad day, they just kind of heal you. You know what I mean? They kind of make you feel better. You also have those Christians that are very refreshing, like that fire you up almost. Like, ooh, I've been down. Because really, truth be told, all of us are kind of lukewarm at some time or another. You know, we can't stay hot or cold. But like Chris, sometimes he'll text me something and I'll be hadn't shouldn't be I mean, shouldn't read much of my Bibles I should be, and he'll give me something and I would be like all fired up again. It's refreshing. It brings refreshing to my spirit and I'm ready to go again. And go ahead.
No, keep going. Keep going till you're finished. I'll just raise my hand till you get
But
done.
no, that's what it is. I mean, and you're thinking,
Well,
well, hold on, that doesn't sound right. I've always heard, like you said, it's the people nowadays might struggle with this to understand it, but I promise you, 2,000 years ago, those people reading this letter and hearing this letter, they would have knew exactly what Jesus was talking about because they had drank that water. They'd realize, and what's a lukewarm? What's lukewarm? Lukewarm is somebody that they're not giving it their all. They may be showing up for church, but are they doing anything? Listen, it's very easy to be a Christian at church. Anybody can
well,
do
you're
it.
around the best too, and put on your best behavior.
Yeah, and
I mean, Jeremy does it
lukewarm.
every Sunday.
Yeah, every
No, I'm
well,
kidding. No, that's more me. He's on
but
time. He's doing
seriously though,
announcements stuff.
like if you're hot, you're healing somebody, you're helping them. If you're cold, it's refreshing. We drink cold water to refresh ourselves through the day. Go ahead. You get your hand up twice.
This is what I was trying to go after. It's like I'll tell you that Jeremy brought this to our attention with Cousins for Christ, and there's a podcast episode on this, and it was like we had a lot of episodes, well, we had a few episodes or whatever that were like, all right, well, my attitude was this, and this is, and we came into this discussion. Not only did I come into like agreeing with Jeremy on this, it made me change my perspective on some of the people that I met. Like, as a Christian, and that I try to be, when I met certain people, I would look and be like, do they need the hot water? Or do they need to be healed? Are they damaged? Are they hurting and all this other stuff? And they need healing properties. Do I need to be that kind of Christian that's hot water? Or is it the kind of Christian that's like, I'm talking to another Christian that they're just like, their light's dimmed a little bit, that they need a refreshment. They need to be like, just anybody that's like running or doing anything, like give them some Gatorade or whatever. But like, you look at them in that, and I tell you, man, it totally changed my mind. Like, this is it, this right here, Laodicea, blew my mind on how to approach other people and as a church there. Like, do they need to be healed or do they need to be refreshed? And the same thing for you. Like, do I need to be healed or do I need to be refreshed? Like, and if you can recognize that, game changer.
Yeah. And also keep in mind that actually what happened was I actually brought this up during a podcast. And I got a lot of like, oh, we don't know about that. And then I think
Y'all about to see your head get a lot bigger.
six to 8 months later, they actually was like, hey, we've been thinking about that. And that's talk about something good. That's something good about them too. Geoff and Chris is like, a lot of people will say something, you're like, people will be like, no, no, nah, nah. But they'll actually go to the scripture and they'll look it up and they'll
100%
study
thought
it.
it was the fence
And
rod.
but they to their credit, they'll go and they'll look it up. They won't just say, no, you should always do that. I don't care if your preacher says something. Look it
Completely
up.
changed my approach to other people and like, and also myself. Do I need to be healed or do I need to be refreshed in God? It is, I'm gonna give
Yeah,
Jeremy, I've given him multiple compliments
you
tonight,
don't
and I
have to.
his
It ain't me. I
head
don't
is just
read.
blowing up. But this has been the one thing I love about what we do, like Jeremy or Jeff, is always just they've asked a question. And then we start diving into it, and then we see something that we didn't see. Like,
Yeah,
it's diving into it.
it's
So
there. You gotta think historical.
you do, but again, we said this before too. Like, it is historical context,
It's
but
still
there's
good for today.
1,000% what we're going through today. Like,
Yeah.
I met, like, I work with, I am blessed enough to work with, in the office with some Christian guys, and we have this. So sometimes it needs to be healing, sometimes it needs to be refreshed. And same thing for me. Like,
It's hard on them. I'm going to tell y'all guys, listen, it's hard on them because Chris probably don't do a lot. And they're like, I need to be healed of your flesh or I'm going to choke you.
they definitely need the refreshment.
I'm
They
sure.
definitely
I'm
need the
joking.
cold start.
Chris works hard. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So we got
Yeah,
two and a
no,
half
sir.
minutes left. I meant to get to this earlier, but I was running my
No,
mouth
I'm
earlier.
happy we got to this point because this out of this, everything right here is like, for me, is the most important part is like either decide to be the healing that you need to be as a Christian or be the refreshment, and also decide, reflect internally if you need to have the healing or be refreshed.
Some people also are just some people are just naturally better with refreshing. Some people are just naturally better with healing
100%,
also.
100%.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that was awesome. I like
Yeah.
this. This is something we talked about. I was excited to hit this chapter.
Yeah. So next week we may drop off a Revelation just for a week or so, then get back on it. We don't want to wear everybody out with
We might hit
week
20
after
tomorrow.
week. Yeah.
I keep
But
pushing him to 21. He's
yeah, we'll see.
scared.
I ain't scared. I just, we'll see where we're going. So, where can they find us?
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Are we on YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes.
Look. Facebook. I didn't pause.
Facebook, you did policy. Those for Christ Facebook page. Also, you can probably find me most mornings at McDonald's.
Hey, and please drop any comments. We appreciate the comments or direct, if you don't want to comment, direct messages.
Yeah, we'd like to
We
hear from
appreciate
you.
those. Like,
Just to tell us if you agree, disagree, we're not gonna
and you
bury you.
can, like, we've had some people direct messages on some stuff. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we don't mind no
Yeah.
names or anything like that.
Yeah.
If you need prayers,
Yeah,
reach
let's
out
know.
to us.
But we got a minute left. You got a quick prayer for us? You want me to do it?
You go ahead, buddy, unless you want me to.
No, I grab it. Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for gathering us here to do this podcast tonight, Lord. We hope and ask that we did this in a way that glorifies and honors you, Lord, in a way that also may reach out to someone that needs strength into their faith, plant a seed with someone, or just help someone in need, Lord, who just needs to hear your word. Comfort them, Lord. We thank you so much for this blessing, and we ask that we did this for you in hopes that you send it out, not for us, but for your glory and honor, and in hopes that you spread this out that others may hear it and come closer to you. We thank you so very much for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks,
See y'all.
everyone.
Y'all have a great night.